Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what kind of soil are you? You hear the word of the Lord, and how does it affect you? Are you just like seeds thrown along the path and you don't even really hear it or pay attention to it at all? And the birds just come and eat it up and you don't get anything. Are you the rocky ground? You hear the word of the Lord and boom! And that's it. Spring up, but don't really have a solid base. You've never been really told anything. You just heard a couple passages read. Okay, that was good. I heard what I need to hear. And nothing happens. Are you like the thorns? Thorns. You hear the word. And you listen to it. And everything's going really good, and you're really excited and everything. Then you get sick. Our loved one gets sick. And you forget all about what you've heard. You forget all about what you've learned. You get distracted by what's going on. Are you like the good soil? You hear the word. And there was a man born yesterday at 39 years of age. And the word takes root. And everything's going along good. Now what right now are you thinking about? Honestly, what are you thinking about right now? Nothing? No one's thinking about anything? You're not thinking about this man who was born yesterday at 39 years of age? Is that in your mind? Then you're thinking about that, right? Well, that's kind of like the thorny ground. That's how you're going along and stuff, and then you get distracted by something. Something going on in the outside world or something. Something that's catching your attention. So you quit thinking about the word that you've heard. You're just thinking about, oh, how could someone be 39 years old, born yesterday? Or whatever it is that distracts you. There's a big game going on today. You know, the Cardinals are on a one-game winning streak. And I told Sally yesterday, or actually at the All-Star break, that they were going to go on a 23-game winning streak. So since they were already on a two-game one, they had to lose a game. And then so they could start now to get their 23-game winning streak. Maybe you're thinking about that. Or you're thinking about, I don't know if anyone pays attention to the Blues. You might be thinking about, instead of hearing the word, you're thinking about, I hope our crops do good this year. We really need rain, which we do need. But just thinking about it, well, we can pray about it and pray that we get rain, but not too much rain so we have floods and stuff. The reason I bring this up, one day at my last church, I prayed for rain one Sunday, and we got a torrential rain, and one guy's farm got all flooded out. And he came to me the next Sunday. He says, Pastor, it's your fault. So now I say when I pray for rain, but not too much rain. That's called the Bob Rader prayer. So, yeah. But sometimes it's easy for us to get distracted from the word. We come to church on Sundays, we hear it. And we greet one another in the peace of the Lord. We're all excited to see one another and to talk about the word of God and to worship him. And to hear his word. But then we walk out the doors And be like that seed that's in that little thing right now. I watered it. Nothing happened according to the kids. And we put soil in that little bag. Like Allie suggested, we needed dirt in there. Or anything like that. It would still be sitting there. Nothing would happen. It needs to be planted and watered. It needs sun. And that's what needs to happen with the word of the Lord. Now, what's really interesting about this text is the sower. In this parable, who's the sower? Jesus. Jesus is the sower. He's the one who plants the seed. God plants the seed. Notice that he doesn't just plant it on good soil. Notice that he doesn't just plant it here in the church on good soil, but he scatters the seed everywhere. Why is he wasting the good seed on people who aren't going to listen to it at all? Why is he planting it on the thorny grounds, on the rocky paths? Why isn't he just planting it on good soil? Why isn't he just planting it in Christian homes? Why? Why does he bother planting it all over the earth? Why does he bother planting it and sowing it in communist countries? Why does he bother sowing it among the criminals in prisons? Why does he bother sowing it all over the place? Because the word of God remains forever. The word of God will not return to him empty. He will plant it. He will sow it everywhere, in every place, in every circumstance. And maybe it doesn't take hold for most people, but maybe one person is good soil and hears it and believes it and learns it and goes on knowing Christ and is baptized, even no matter where it is sown. It is good for the seed. Even the seed that the birds might snatch away, they're not going to eat it all. Some might drop somewhere and may drop on good soil. So we all believe this, right? I'm preaching to the choir right now, correct? Now my question is, to you, how are you hearing me? Are you listening to the words that I'm speaking? Are you paying attention to what I'm saying? Or are you thinking about, hey, that'd be really cool, the Cardinals went on a 23-game winning streak? Are you still thinking about that 39-year-old man born yesterday? Are you hearing the word of God? And how are you hearing the word of God when you leave this sanctuary? And when you leave the Bible study during the week, are you hearing the word of God during the week? Are you just something you're going to hear, oh, I'll hear it again next Sunday, I'm good till next Sunday? How are you hearing the word of God? And when you do hear it, what are you doing with it? Well, it's mine. I got it. I'm keeping it. Are you sharing it with others? Are you spreading, helping Jesus sow as the Holy Spirit leads you to help Jesus sow his seed in different places with your friends, your coworkers? How are you hearing the word of God? How did you first receive the seed? How did you first hear about God and about Jesus? Were you brought up in a Christian home? Did you hear it growing up? Or maybe you married someone who was a Christian and they led you in to believe on Jesus and hear his word. Or maybe as an adult, somebody came to you and talked to you and spoke to you about Jesus. It's really funny. My parents, even though they had both heard about Jesus when they were younger and stuff, they got married and they already had 4 kids, leaving the last 2 of us to be yet born. And they didn't go to church. And my dad, he worked at an Air Force base in civil service. And his name is Harry Knapp. And then one of his co-workers, his name was Harry Knapp. My dad's middle initial E, that are Harry Knapp's middle initial C. Well, they became friends, and then their wives became friends. And Harry C. Knapp said to my dad one day at work, "Why don't you and your wife Agnes join me and my wife at church on Sunday?" So my dad and my mom started going to church with the other Harry Knapp and his wife. And then they joined the churches, Zion Lutheran Church in Victorville, California. They ended up becoming members of the church, brought in through adult confirmation, and had their children baptized. And two of my siblings, their godparents are Harry C. Knapp and his wife. I can't remember her name right now. I'm thinking it was Mildred. And then when the last 2 of us were born, they brought us to the baptismal waters as infants. That's how I heard about it, because of Harry C. Knapp and his wife spreading the word of God to Harry E. Knapp and his wife. So how did you first hear the word of God? Isn't it beautiful to hear it? How are your feet? I bet they're beautiful. How beautiful are the feet of those who tell others about Jesus Christ? So we all have beautiful feet. We all could go out and tell other people. But if we just sit there and let the word just sit there, if we don't water it or plant it, you know, God could do with it what he wants. It doesn't come to him empty. But he has called us to be his disciples and to tell others about Jesus and to spread the word, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it. Not necessarily like the dog did, but to learn the word so we could tell others about it, to spread the word forever. And what is the word? What is the biggest part of the word? Well, there's the law, and we got to tell people. If you keep on living that life, that's not good. The life of sin. So you need to go before God and confess to him that you are a sinner and you need a Savior. Well, that Savior is the gospel, Jesus Christ, who came and suffered and died for not just us, but for all people everywhere who have ever lived, who will ever live. Jesus came to be their Savior, our Savior. And he took our sins upon himself. He became sin for us so that we have the forgiveness of sins, so that we become the good soil and the word grows in us and spreads out from us. Jesus did this for us out of God's love for us. So when you leave today, you could remember everything I said, but let's not focus on that man. Let's not focus on the Cardinals. Let's focus on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.